This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.93, unchanged on the open. May, 5.10 and a half, down one. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.65 and a half, up one on the open. May, 4.78, unchanged. July, 4.86 and a half, down one. September, 4.95, up 1 and a half. December, 5.03, up a half on the open. March corn opened at 4.15 and a half, unchanged on the open. May, 4.28, down a half. July, 4.37 and a half, down a half. September, 4.23, down one. December, 4.13, down a half. March, 4.19, down a half. May, 4.22, unchanged. July 2008, 4.25, down one on the open. March soybeans opened at 7.71, unchanged on the open. May, 7.87 and a half, down a half. July, 8.01, unchanged. August, 8.04, down two. September, 8.08, down three. November, 8.20 and a half, down two. January, 8.22 and a half, down 4 and a half on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2.30.60, unchanged on the open. May, 2.36.10, unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 29.68, down one on the open. May, 30.18, unchanged. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 99.90, up 27.5 on the open. April, 190, up 25. May, 102.35, up 20. August, 102.80, up 2.5 on the open. February live cattle open at 92.57 and a half, down 10 on the open. April, 95.80, up 45. June, 92.75, up 17 and a half. August, 89.90, down 5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 66.75, down 10 on the open. May, 75.50, down 62 and a half. June, 76.75, down 20. July, 76.45, down 30 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 125, down 50 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Be sure to join us next Tuesday at our 2007 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Registration for the meeting gets underway at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:30 Central. The first meeting is at 9 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. We'll have panels on soybeans and cash grain. We'll have a panel on ethanol in the marketplace, agricultural weather, corn, insurance, and our headliner is Dan Bossi of Ag Resources out of Chicago. He'll be talking about food, fuel, and feed at the Beef House next Tuesday, the All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting. There is no advance registration required, and the meeting is free. If you want to eat lunch, it's $8.75, and we do indeed hope to see you there. One of the people who will be presenting next Tuesday is this man, Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services, Agricultural Services, out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Dave, and I'm excited about the lunch already. I can't stop thinking about it. And also, we're going to give our annual Cracker Barrel rocker away as a door prize, and we're getting a lot of phone calls from excited people that are going to be there, and it is a lot of fun, and there's a lot of knowledge we hope will be also passed around.
Well, it is a time that you don't want to leave money left on the table with prices where they are. You want to take advantage of every opportunity that you can. Let's look at the marketplace today, Paul, and I want to start with this general question, if I may.
Sure.
With this time of year, this time frame, when there's not a lot of fundamental news out there that really moves the market one way or another, you know, the late January into the planning intention report, what kind of things, generally speaking, do you look at as indicators that helps you interpret markets?
Yeah. Well, there was this old adage that if we saw new crop commodities, Dease corn and November beans would make new highs in January, February, and March. It has a tendency to augur well for prices on into the new year. A couple of things. The bear is basically very eloquent out there, and he continues to talk and try to scare the market with the possibility of 12 million more acres of new crop corn. I give that idea about a C- at this time because we're seeing $8 new crop beans being sold, and also it's going to be pretty hard to get that kind of acreage planted, in our opinion. The bear continues to talk about the ethanol industry stumbling here with high prices. I give that idea about a D- right now. There's guys out here that are talking about crude oil in the next 6 months going to $47 a barrel, and I give that a D or an F, personally. The bean and corn crop has been basically moved to the marketplace, so we don't really see a lot of old crop corn and soybean overhanging the market at this time. Our general impression is that we think this is a new era, a little different tone, and mainly because the industrialization of commodities, you know, sugar into ethanol and corn into ethanol. And we think it is a pretty exciting time, and we think that it's an industry that is changing and is really getting quite positive, and we really are basically pretty optimistic about it. The other thing is that we really think that the market, is anticipating these prices, and we have seen a lot of major selling also in new crop corn and soybeans. So we think there's a lot of balance in the marketplace, and it's not overly long or short at this time.
Given all that you said, then, it seems to me that you would be of the opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you would be of the opinion that, generally speaking, prices should be trending higher with potential consolidation periods along the way between now and harvest.
That's true. And we are going to see this, February has been historically kind of a mean month for the commodity industry, and it's acted fairly well. We're seeing crude oil basically stabilize at these higher prices. We see the world growth in two of the largest world population economies, India and China, I think growing 7 to 10% respectively. We see pretty stable economic conditions around the world. So there does seem to be stability. A person always does have to look in the rearview mirror and see if there is any troubling signs. At this time, we see pretty orderly markets. I did see one headline grabber this morning that Argentina is going to have to import soybeans just to keep their soybean crushing capacity going. We continue to see China a very major importer of soybeans. And as a result of that, this sudden price surge in soybean prices, I think, would make a bear in new crop corn a little nervous.
Well, let's look at some particulars then, because typically after, many years, if planting goes normal to well, after the crop is harvested, we see the dip in prices heading into harvest. Do you think that in this new paradigm that you're talking about, that prices for corn would be well supported into harvest, and at what level?
Yeah, we are going to continuing to see when wills continue to see basis levels trade in some unusual price fashions, and we will see the continuation of prices gyrate if it rains or doesn't rain, or if the acreage is a little larger or acreage shifts in some geographic areas. I think the big thing is that in the years to come, we will have to see, kind of a 3 to 4 million acre increase in corn production, not only with this idea of getting close to 86, 87, 88 million acres of corn, We will see that, but in the next year we need another 3 to 4 million acre increase in corn just to keep up with demand. So there is some built-in demand factors that we're seeing, as well as growth in the world, that should encourage high levels of production in around the world. And of course, if it's encouraging to plant more corn here in central Illinois, you can rest assured that in some of those growing areas in Buenos Aires, Santa Fe, Argentina, those same economic incentives to raise more corn there, as well as in China and also in Brazil. So there is this economic need to plant more corn in the world.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
A freezing fog advisory is in effect for Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties until noon Central Time today. You're listening to WILL Urbana.